Choshev Yingala, Tayr alumni, a gittin Erev Shabbos, hope all is well. I hope the Yimim Toivim were enjoyable and uplifting. My Zayde Zechorin Lebrucha used to relate the following story, that Sanz Aruf, one year, Fratik Tzenach Shabbos Bereishis, they filled up his kois to make Kiddush, and Sanz Aruf picks up the kois, and Sanz Aruf is thinking, and he was deep in thought. After a few minutes, he puts the kois down and he tells the oilim, let me tell you what I was thinking. He says, you know, when a person goes on a business venture, in the olden days, is megefud nafin yerid. Today, we go to expos and convention centers. He says he's there for 2-3 weeks and he is buying and he's selling and he's meeting people. He says, and every night he ends up in the hotel, in the inn, and he collapses in bed. Then the next day he's back up again and he's hustling. He doesn't really know if he made money, if he lost money. What's the bottom line? He doesn't have time to add it all up. But when he leaves the Yerid and he comes to the first hotel and he gets into his room, he empties out all his pockets and the receipts and the notes and the sales receipts, and he starts making cheshbonis, and that's where he sees, did I make money or did I lose money? He says, so too, a yid gai dorach chodesh el. He says, we're doing tshiva, we're giving tzedukah, we're in besmedrish, we're marba betfilah, we're selling avidus, we're buying mitzvahs, we're selling mitzvahs, buying even better mitzvahs. Bottom line, did I gain on the deal or did I loyalini lose on the deal? He says, Shabbos Bereishis is the first hotel, is the first stop, rest area where I can make it my cheshbonis. I just wanted to figure out v'yich shtai. You know, we just finished the Heilige Teig. How many times a person machs a cheshbon aneifish, you know, I could have been better, I could have done better, was it perfect? So look at this week's parasha. The Eibishter created a world, and the Eibishter tells us at the end, V'yad l'kim es koila she'us v'inei toiv mo'id. Ah, I created a perfect world. In reality, was it perfect? Let's take a step back and analyze. The Eibishter created V'yad l'kim es oir ki toiv. But then for some reason, gonzil et tzadikim, the oir that he created, he put away for bias Mashiach, when Mashiach had kim in the Ner Chanukah. It wasn't exactly the way it was meant to be. Comes Tuesday when the Eibishter created the trees and he wanted that the tam eitz v'pir yeshuva, the bark should taste the same like the tree. It didn't exactly end up that way. The Eibishter says toiv moed. The Eibishter creates the sun and the levuna, and there is some bickering, and the levuna gets a little smaller. At the end of the day, what does the Eibishter say? V'yad l'kim es koila she'usiv in a toiv moed. I look at the big picture. The big picture. Ah. The big picture is Toiv Mo'id. We just finished Heilige Teig. Toiv Mo'id. We should leave the Heilige Teig with an eschaskes, and we should believe that the Eibishter hat uns umgeschrieben ma gitjur, and the Eibishter looked at us and said, in the overall picture, Klal Yisrael did unbelievably well. They were off the charts. But we should take this lesson into our daily lives. We come home sometimes. Not everything is perfect, but in the big picture, it's perfect. Sometimes we go to Besmedrish, we hear a shir, or we have a chavrisa shaft, or I learned the daf yoimi, or I learned whatever it was. I wasn't perfect the whole time, but in the big picture, you went to Besmedrish, you heard a shir, you went to Besmedrish, you sat down for a daf yoimi. In business, with partners, with friends, it's not always perfect. This is what the Torah is teaching us, and this is what Sanz Aruf's message was. You know, there are ups and downs, but in the bottom line is, I got to Shabbos Bereishis, Chob Zoiche Gevein, Tzepraven and Heilige Teig. The Eibishter created the Bria, V'yar L'kim Es Koy L'Ashusivin Atoiv Mo'id. It is perfect. It is unbelievable. It's Gevaldik Sizgit. We have to remember Shabbos Nuch Yontiv. It's Shabbos Nuch Yontiv. This Shabbos, we still dip the chal and the honey. Mezuk Nuch Yirutz and Shet Chadosh Lein Yishun Atoiv V'Masiku. We try to extend the Heilige Teig into this Yontiv, from this Yontiv into the Shabbos. The Eibishter is L'Helfen, and we should have a Lechtige Shabbos. We should have a Gittin Chodesh, and we should be Zoiche to live with this attitude. Look at the big picture. Don't look at the little nuances, and don't look at the little setbacks. I get the Shabbos and I get the Chodesh.